We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Ma'asot. We begin Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Now, we learned previously in the fifth Mishnah of the first Perek that when a person plans to bring his produce from the field, so then, even if it's already completely processed, he can still eat from it as a snack outside without taking off ma'asot until he brings it into his house. So now in our Mishnah, we're going to learn about an Am Ha'aretz who is not a learned person. As we learned in Masechet Demai, we don't trust the Am Ha'aretz to have taken off all the obligatory ma'asot, such as Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. So therefore, there is the halakha of Demai, that we have to, when we buy something from an Am Ha'aretz, we have to remove Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. That's the halachot of Demai. So our Mishnah is going to deal with a case where an Am Ha'aretz who is passing through the street and he's giving out figs as a gift. So what do we have to do? What are the obligations? Haya over bashuk ve'amar telu lachem te'enim. If let's say an Am Ha'aretz was passing through the market with figs, ve'amar telu lachem te'enim, and he says to people, take some of my figs for yourself as a gift. Ochlin upturim. The people could eat those figs as a snack outside on the field, and they're exempt from separating any ma'asot first. Why is that? Because we assume that the Am Ha'aretz was coming from the field with his basket of figs, and he didn't bring them home yet. So therefore, achilat arai, a snack, is still allowed. They could be eaten as a snack without separating ma'asot. However, lefichach im ichnisu levatehem metakenim vaday. Therefore, if let's say the people who accepted the gift, they brought those figs into their homes instead of snacking on them outside, metakenim vadai, they have to separate ma'asot from them as vadai tevil, as definite tevil, not just as demai. Something that is just demai has many more leniencies. All you have to remove is ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni and other leniencies, whereas something that is definite tevil has to be fixed fully by taking off truma and all other obligations. Because since we assume that these figs did not come into the person's house yet, and you're first bringing them into the house, so we assume that they're ma'asot also, we're not separated at all. And therefore, one who brings them into his home, he has to treat them according to the stricter halachot of Tevel, not according to the more lenient halachot of Demai. Telu vehachnisu lebatechem lo yochelu mehem arai. However, if let's say he didn't just say, take some of my figs for yourself. He said, Am Ha'aretz told the people, he said, take these figs and bring them into your homes. In this case, lo yochlu mehem arai, you can't even eat from them as a snack without first separating ma'asot, because by the Am Ha'aretz telling them to eat the figs at home, in effect he's saying that he already separated ma'asot from them, which implies that he already brought them home. So in that case, since on one hand we don't trust him about separating ma'asot, and he already brought them home, so that now they are obligated. So the figs can't be eaten at all until we separate all ma'asot from them, which is the same as any other produce that we would have received from an Am Ha'aretz. Lefichach, but therefore, im ichnisu levatehem, therefore if you brought those figs into your home, enam metakenim ela demai, you separate ma'asot from them only as demai, not as tevel, because they have the same status as any produce that you receive from an Am Ha'aretz, which we regard as demai, and therefore only ma'aser rishon and sheni have to be removed from them. Mishnah Bet. Hayu yoshvim bashar ovachanut. If people were sitting in the gateway of a chatzer, of a courtyard, that's bashar, or they were sitting in a store, bachanut, Ve'amar telu lachem te'enim. And the owner of the chatzer, or the store, the owner of the courtyard, or the store, said to them, take for yourself some figs I have outside in the courtyard or the store. Ochlin upturim. They could take figs and bring them into the courtyard or into the store and eat them as a snack. And they're exempt from separating masot before eating them. Ubal ha'shar, ubal ha'chanut chayavim. However, the owner of the courtyard, the owner of the store, they're obligated to separate masot from the figs that they bring in before any of them may be eaten. Which means like this, although bringing produce, as we learned previously, bringing produce into a courtyard or a store is koveya it lema'aser, it sets it for ma'aser obligation, which means now you can't even eat it as a snack, that's only when someone brings it into his own courtyard or into his own store, not into someone else's. So therefore, the figs the other people bring in may be eaten as a snack because those people are not bringing them into their own courtyard or their own store. But the ones the owner brings in cannot be eaten until he separates ma'asod because that's their own chatzel. So bringing it into the chatzer or into the store does set, it is koveya, the food for ma'aser, and it prohibits even achilat tarai, but that's only when you bring it into your own chatzer or into your own chanut. However, Rabbi Yehuda poter, Rabbi Yehuda says, even the owner of the chatzer or the store is exempt from separating ma'asot in the gateway of his courtyard or in the entrance of his store. Achi yachazir et panav, or achi yeshane mekom yeshivato. Achi yachazir et panav means unless he turns his face to the side while he eats so that people don't see him eating. Or unless he changes his seat before he eats so that he's not facing his customers while he's eating. Which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the parts of the chatzer or the store in which the owner is not embarrassed to eat, those parts set the ma'aser obligation for and prohibit even achilat tarai. Because since a person is uncomfortable eating at the entrance to his courtyard or in the store facing his customers, so even if the owner himself brings the figs into these areas, they didn't yet become set for ma'aser and they could still be snacked on. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough that it should be that you bring it into your own chatzel, you bring it into the part of the chatzel where you're comfortable to eat. But if you're still uncomfortable eating it in that particular area, it didn't become set, it didn't become kavua yet for the obligation of ma'asel. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, as the Vartanura says, en halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Tanakama that says, when a person brings it into his courtyard or into his store, no matter where in the courtyard or in the store, it already becomes set for the obligation of ma'asel because he brought it in to his chatzel, to his chanut. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.